Welcome, everybody. Tonight's show is brought to you by Kickapoo Joy Juice. Drinkkickapoo.com. Go to that site and get a delicious drink. Tonight's show is also brought to you by MacWeldon.com.
Woo!
Get some great clothes. Yeah. And also, A Dog's Purpose, coming to theaters in Blu-ray this Thursday. If you want to watch a dog die multiple times over and over until you're desensitized, it's the way to go.
Wow. Yeah.
Because that's A Dog's Purpose, is to die.
You know, I saw a screener of that movie, and I have a big complaint about it.
What's the complaint?
It was short.
That dog barely ever even dies.
No, I saw two things.
I would promise he would just keep dying and dying.
I thought it was going to be like live, die, repeat on dog steroids.
Some guy was like talking
edge
over
of
it
the
whole time.
Pause of Tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought this fucking dog was going to be like trying to take over the fucking world, but every human on Earth just keeps like annihilating him. They were all falling in love with him and shit,
and
crying. When the fucking pooch bit the saddle and rode off a fucking doggy sunset. You know
my favorite part of the movie, I will say, that I liked, actually liked, was when they threw the fucking thing into a river.
That was cool.
And it didn't want to go
in.
That was my favorite part.
Oh, that's the only part I saw.
Yeah. Oscar nomination.
That was it.
Best dog documentary, A Dog's Purpose. See what happens when you throw an unsuspecting dog into a rushing river and film it.
Yeah. This week, by the way, this week's theme song is the dog chorus Jingle Bells. All right, take it away, theme song.
What?
Welcome, everybody, to the number one Super Bowl podcast. Now, let me be clear.
Oh, no.
Let me be absolute. This is the Super Bowl.
No.
You're watching it now. And we're billionaires because we own the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
S-U-P-E-R-B-O-W-L. Super Bowl. No other way to say it.
This is,
I'm in so much trouble.
Somehow, something happened where I got so many emails this week that were like, check out our commercial, check out our promo.
Yeah.
And all of them said, check out what we filmed for the big game. Check out our big game
promo. I always hear the big game on the gridiron.
Yeah.
Maybe the NFL forgot to renew
the
trademark.
What the fuck is the big game on the gridiron?
The gridiron is like a football field.
We took the Super Bowl.
Guess what? This show is now called the Super Bowl. Yeah. The new I know you did a new theme song.
Deal with it.
Change it. Now make it say the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now this is the Super Bowl, and guess what? No more happy holiday either. It's Christmas.
Fuck that. Yeah.
What?
Exactly.
Well, you're taking everything back.
I'm taking it all back.
You know what? If every other company out there is going to be too sissy to say the word Super Bowl, we'll take it.
Yeah, we're not PC. I'll say it.
Yep.
And fuck those other two teams. Go Jets.
Yeah,
I mean, let's hear
Jets
New York. Jets Nation.
We're all about
the
Jets.
First class up in the Jets.
They could still win. They could show up and do it.
Yeah.
You know, Bernie will still win. Yeah. And here's why. Read this article.
He actually did win.
Read my article.
Look, real quick. Opinions on people who say Superb Owl.
Okay.
I'll go first. Yeah.
You're a loser.
Hey, the first time I saw it was on the Colbert Show years ago. That was funny the first time. And then now it's continued to be used and now it's not funny anymore.
Yeah, if you're pretending to be Stephen Colbert 6 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my original assessment.
Let me know how that turns out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check out Suicide.
Wow. Hey, but you know what? Reality's harsh.
Saying, check it out. Yeah. Suicidal Tendencies.
Reality's
harsh. Research it.
God,
they're a good
Rocco.
Band.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Suicide's an alternative.
Suicide is Painless by the...
great
the
song by Suicidal Tendencies.
Yeah,
check that out.
Damn.
Anyway, welcome. So this is the Super Bowl.
This is it.
The new show, the Super Bowl. What are we going to talk about the Super Bowl tonight?
What's Super Bowl number one? That's what we're naming this one.
We put some new videos up on the official Super Bowl YouTube channel this week.
Yeah,
we did.
Check it out. The new NFL-sanctioned Disney Princess video. we just did.
And it was sanctioned by Disney, too.
By Disney as well. We're fully corporate now. The NFL, the CIA, everybody, they all loved it. They all endorsed it.
And then they were powerless to stop us
from uploading it. They couldn't do anything about it. So our Disney Princess video came. We had a couple videos this week.
Yeah. We had so many videos come out this week.
Yeah.
Do you all know how many videos we had come out this week?
No.
You're looking at the list. The cheat sheet.
One.
I think I saw two of them.
I'll let the fans know had our Disney Princess video come out on the main channel. We followed it up quickly with a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Oh,
The final shot.
Final shot.
Yes, which was the grand finale chapter to our HoloLens videos we did, which were so good. We might just keep doing 100 of them. We might just keep going.
We'll talk about that.
Everyone loves those fucking videos.
In addition to that, you know, we have our archive channel. The Poorly Played stream went up this
week.
Wash
your mouth out with the archives channel from that fucking... Sorry.
Wash your mouth out with a fucking what?
What the?
If you watched the HoloLens video, you want to rinse your eyes off because you just got rocked so hard.
I'm trying to get to a point here, which is that we released a lot of content this week. Poorly Played stream, you could see Garrett's weekly show. We also put up so many MLK stream highlights, tribute to Gabe the Dog, Denny's Cast, Movie Fuckhead Awards, and more.
Almost every day this week, there's been new. Not even just short segments going up on the archives channel.
No, I think we uploaded like 5 hours of content or more this week.
More than that, because even just yesterday I put up a segment that Marcus did on our channel.
Yeah.
Marcus, a puppet character, which was like half an hour. But then there was a talk that was 3 hours long.
Oh my God.
From late at night that went up just last night.
So you probably want to avoid that one.
Yeah.
Late night ranting, huh?
Hey, the Mega 64 main channel, the way I see it, the Mega 64 main channel, if you want the quick hit, you want something quick and bombastic, you go to that channel. Or, podcast is on there too. But go to the archives channel. If you want shit to put on while you're working on your thesis or something, you got hours of stuff to watch on there.
Yeah.
So, and it's still going. There's still more going up, probably today.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And tomorrow, you know, so.
So you
subscribe to that channel.
Do yourself a favor, subscribe to all our channels. Get your friends to subscribe to our channels. We are on the path to 1 million subscribers this year.
Yeah.
We got to get
speeding towards it.
Our subscribers went up. They went up this week, and then we released the final shot, and they went down a little bit.
That's a coincidence.
Since then, they have returned to their climb. So
We will climb.
We're taking over the world. Things are going good.
Yeah.
Let's get into the Disney Princess video, because that was a new video for us this week.
That was something that Derek out of the blue went, hey, can we just try one thing real quick? It was like, what? Yeah, we just got to do a BuzzFeed video on princesses. This is in like every search result.
And honestly, me and Rocco both just like, I don't know. And then Jared's like, just trust me. Just trust me.
Let's just do this.
So
okay.
We said, okay.
And it was like, to me, it was just like, do we have costumes for that? How are we going to find costumes? But as you can find out, you go to a thrift store, you can Disney bound.
That was so easy. That was me and Jared in thrift store around 15 minutes.
Yeah. Disney bound.
I'm not going to take all the credit for this video. I saw a bunch of Disney princess videos. They're all over the internet. And I had an idea. Let's try this video. Sean helped pick out the costumes, which I feel like is maybe his forte. You're really good at getting costumes.
Yeah, you are good at that. You are good at that.
And then all our friends just showed up one day to help film Kevin and Brian.
Brian was great.
Brian acted in the damn thing like a superstar, sold the video. And then this is actually funny. So I had this idea for the video, but it's a very loose idea. We didn't even have any jokes for the video. Written. So we filmed it with no jokes, and then Frank came down and we sat down and wrote jokes.
I was gonna look up, you guys did a BuzzFeed Disney video. Let me look up what video you're talking about. And I searched BuzzFeed Disney Princess, and there was a page of videos.
My God.
I'm gonna go to the next page.
Yeah.
Next page. And we counted, and just from that first result, we found 36 videos from BuzzFeed's main channel. So, all right, that was really easy.
what are those blockheads doing over there?
Making money, dude. We gotta catch
it. It is a scam that
they're
running.
Making more money than Walt Disney did.
That's true. He's jealous.
Do yourself a favor, look up all the Disney princess videos
and then see how much better the Mega 64
and see if they're really necessary and see how much better we are. And then Rocco named the video, so it was really a collaborative effort.
I did name the video. That was my title. I'll take credit for
the description on that was really, really good.
No, thank you.
Rocco named it and acted it.
Oh, the description. Yeah. I wrote that too. Yeah.
What did the description even say?
I think it said, what if you wanted to be a Disney princess, but also were not very good, so you tried your best, but also people tell you you look like shit, so you are will be mad. Or something like that.
I feel like every word was capitalized.
It was a run-on sentence. It was fun to write. Oh. I really enjoy writing the YouTube video descriptions.
Yeah, I mean, you wrote perfect copy like a BuzzFeed writer.
It's the most ignored aspect of the video. But man, I spend more time on that than I think anybody would ever care to.
I do it once a week when I do the podcast, and I fucking hate it.
I get in character when I write mine. And so like when we do a video that's all of us as nerds, I'll make it all caps like, halt there, you shall not pass, in the words of Gandalf, you will not watch this.
That's different. You know, we talk about video games and movies.
The podcast is different. And I write the descriptions for the Friend Dimension videos too. Nightmare. Because it's like, what do I put? We played a game. What do I put?
Every Monday night, it's like, fuck.
Yeah. YouTube used to show tags, and that was always another great last minute spot.
Oh, I love that.
Do you still put stuff in tags? No one can see it.
Nobody can see
it.
I still do it because from its inception, every YouTube video I've ever uploaded has all the normal tags, and then I hashtag pleasures.
Garrett, I was there the first time you did that.
Yeah.
And every video, I was like, we are still adding pleasures to
hashtag
Garrett's
pleasures.
Video.
And then just like my last month's upload, I hashtag pleasures, even though no one can see it. It is in the tags. So.
It's good to have continuity. It's a good luck charm.
Yeah, it is. At this point. Makes it good news.
So that
was a fun
Disney
video.
Yeah.
Brian looked like a fucking nightmare.
Brian's my favorite by far.
I agree. But
he was perfect, and I had to deal with it.
I think we hit a note with this video. Like, it didn't get a billion views, but like my wife shared it because like
that. Those videos show up on Facebook all the time.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. It's like I think that like everyone could get that video. So
nice.
It looked nice. Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah. Disney princesses. They're not going away. They're great. Well, hopefully the videos will go away now that we've made our video. From now on, I it would be my hope that whenever a new Disney princess video comes out, people just respond with ours. Because it's kind of like the answer to just all that shit. Just stop.
Yeah.
What else? Like we said, we had so many videos come out.
Let's
talk about Hoopco.
Yeah.
This is the last one.
Yeah.
I think that's my...
There's so many more goat videos.
I know.
James Cameron's doing 5 Avatar movies. You can at least do 2 more. Yeah. Match his technology.
I'm really not,
go ahead.
I'm really not just saying I like the HoloLens to like make, we have bad attitude, so I better make this look good. I swear to God, I wouldn't if I didn't feel that way.
No.
I like the technology.
It's really cool.
It's a super cool device. But the videos that we have made with it, you know, we had things we wanted to do with it, but it was more creatively, they didn't really want us to go those routes. So we kind of had to make...
You know what it was? Is they gave us this really cool thing and then said, now do homework with it. And it's like, no, I don't want to do homework
So I'm happy that we got to try it, but it was, for videos. Every time we put out one of these videos, people run like the hill.
I have nothing bad to say about the HoloLens. I have honest things to say. And I don't know if I'm allowed to be honest. So I don't know if I could say them.
Getting
into the nitty gritty of that is why we have been. We're honestly like Microsoft let us use it to kind of like work stuff out with it. So I think a lot of that is still because it's not a consumer product.
Exactly.
You can't buy it.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are things that are were tricky to figure out, but they are developing it, and it actually has been. They've updated it, and it's been better and better. Every time we've used it.
So you kind of understand my predicament. It's like, I don't want to say anything negative about a piece of technology that's still being developed. But at the same time, it's still being developed. So it's not perfect. There's not things, but whatever.
I think it was just once we started making videos with it, it was like, we typically like to make things a little more complicated than this. So it was hard to put those on our channel. I asked them a bunch of times if we could like put, because these videos are kind of, I saw a lot of comments that were like, this seems like a Rocco's personal channel video, but on the main channel. And I felt that way. I felt that way too, in terms of just like it being like kind of a simple thing. And so I thought it'd be cool to put these videos on like Twitter or something, somewhere random where it was like, I didn't expect to see that, but they really wanted it on the main channel. So it was like, nah, all right, we'll just lose subscribers.
Maybe it's the algorithm. Who knows these days?
We definitely lost subscribers thanks to that video.
Fuck.
But
what? The goat video?
To our credit.
Which goat video did the worst?
I don't have that information.
I think the final shot one's funny. I like that video.
I think all the goat videos are great.
I would have to say, I don't know. But, fuck. I lost my train of thought. Oh, never mind. I see. Yeah.
Damn,
thanks,
goat.
Eric.
Fucking
well,
goat.
I'm so curious. Which goat video is goat greatest of all time?
That's true.
If you had to pick one, which one is goat?
Greatest
I like.
I like not goat because I helmed not goat. There you go. So
not goat was really scary.
I tried to make it. Like
I like not goat
themes.
Too.
Wow.
Yeah, I laughed earlier. But even that is cut down from what it was.
I helped none of them. Okay,
but
I like that.
But
one.
I remember what I was going to say. To our credit, we are, and this is no joke, the greatest HoloLens filmmakers.
Oh, yeah.
Of all time.
We can say that.
Yeah.
We can say that.
Hey,
shouts out to you guys.
I'm not trying to be like, oh, my ego's so huge. I'm trying to be humble when I say this.
All right.
So well. It's been hard to, yeah. Anyway, sorry to everybody who hasn't been a fan of those videos, but they're over.
The nightmare's over.
The nightmare's over.
We made it.
We made it.
We survived.
Yeah. We survived. We made it. Barely, but we did.
Well, check them out. Hey, check out our main channel. Check out our archive channel. We got a lot of content coming out.
Yeah,
ooh,
lots of stuff.
We're always busy. What are we doing next? We're busy bee.
I'll tell you what I'm doing next. I've been playing Yoshi's Woolly World 3DS.
Didn't that come out a while
ago? It came out on
Wii U.
Wii U. They put out a 3DS version. That game was on the Wii U was visually stunning. Everything looked like physical yarn and sequins. Like the coins you would get were like, they looked like they're physical
little
sequins.
Gems, yeah.
Everything was physical. It was great. 3DS version doesn't look that good, but is as good as it's a home console.
Is anything different from the game?
Not really. It seems like everything's kind of been just fitted to fit a portable. Mm. It's better. The game
really?
Is better on a 3DS.
Because the Wii U one is fun to two player.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But in terms of a single player game, it fits 3DS better. I really liked the game when it came out on Wii U, but I felt like this is kind of still a visually it's great, but still kind of a measly game. It just seems to fit a handheld a little bit better in terms of keeping my interest, and they've added some stuff to it, but also simplified. Like there were a lot of things about the world in the game where on the Wii U, you would kind of traverse a big map as your world map. That was not needed. That's on the 3DS now. And it's just world one, world two, world three. It just kind of, I don't know how else to describe it. I'm more interested in it as a portable, being on a portable system. It's largely the same game. It's not like you gotta get both, you gotta check out both, but as someone who would rather just play that out and about, I like it better on 3DS. Any Yoshi's Island, Yoshi whatever platformer, I love, like those. That's why I've bought Yoshi's Island, the Super Nintendo one, probably 20 times on different systems.
Virtual
like,
console
I'm always,
and everything.
Every time there's a different way to play it, I'm always on that. So, yeah. Anyway. It's good.
Cool.
20 times.
Yeah, Jesus.
Dude.
I've been playing more Resident Evil 7.
Yeah.
And I'm really really enjoying it. It's funny because that last week I was so scared. And this week...
You're over it?
I'm not over
over the fear.
Yeah, it really has turned more into a regular Resident Evil game, I feel like.
Yeah.
Before it was like a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and now it's slowly evolving into Resident Evil.
We hit some parts yesterday. I've been like there alongside Sean playing it. And we hit some parts that it felt like, this feels like fucking 4 now.
Yeah, it did.
In terms of weird shit is happening. Everything feels really real and tangible, but biologically strange.
Right.
And again, the first person aspect, they did a great job at not making it, it's a first person shooter now. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's like Resident Evil. You could say, I always compare to 4 because that's my favorite.
Right.
But it's like that, but it's just you're in the hot seat, not this other guy.
Right.
It's just on you. They did a great job.
Yeah.
It's been really fun. Yeah. I mean, preaching to the choir to a lot of people, I'm
that
sure.
That night that we played. I'm kind of sick. I'm getting over it now. But I went home and then I took a lot of NyQuil to fall asleep. And so I fell asleep at like, I don't know.
What kind
early.
Of dreams
I woke.
You have?
Well, I woke up and I didn't know really where I was or what was happening.
He was in the house.
I was a little loopy.
Oh, shit.
So I start like, I heard a noise. So I start walking down my hall and I'm just kind of out of it. And then out of nowhere, Jenny came out of Sawyer and Beckett's room. Just like came out.
Yeah.
And she said the noise I made was this because I was like so fucking high from NyQuil. Oh, like, she's like, you jumped and then made this like groan. Like, it was the scariest moment of my life.
I don't do that when I play the game.
Fuck, man. So if you guys want a real scary experience, NyQuil and Resident Evil 7.
You're just playing
Sean's
it
wife.
You're playing it non-VR.
Right? Yeah, I'm not playing VR.
So like I played Resident Evil. I would say I played the first like hour and a half in VR and I loved it. But I can't handle PSVR longer than 30 minutes before I get really sick.
That's what you're saying.
So like I played enough to like get it, and now I'm playing the rest of it just like regular, and I'm really loving it. Okay. But if you have VR, it's worth trying it
out.
Yeah.
It's really cool both ways because it is immersive in VR, but man, the game looks great.
Yeah.
We keep encountering stuff that's like on an HD TV.
There's also so much deep, like because like the way this Resident Evil is built compared to like 6, which is a huge nightmare, even 5, is like you're meant to go over the same area over and over again. So there's so much detail packed in these
right.
houses.
Yeah.
So you're playing in VR, you can look up and down and see all these little details and notes like.
And
I love it.
I'm such a like item hunter.
Yeah.
I dig into every corner of every room.
I think you're more of a Garrett hunter.
Well, true. Thank you.
I get it.
That PSVR though lets me like look behind and
in
the
that
corners.
That is a great
stuff,
feature. Though.
I find every item. I'm like so oversupplied. I'm maybe like 6.5 hours, 7 hours in or something.
Oh really?
But I'm playing all in VR.
But you know. That's the thing
so
about...
So it's more of a thief game when you play it.
Yeah.
Just robbing that house.
Stealing all this shit.
Do you
Garrett
to that
is
song
the name of
your...
the thief character, too.
Do you listen to Sneaking circle. In Your House as you go through it?
No. My VR rig is kind of ridiculous. In front of my TV, I have like a fan, a desk chair, all the accoutrements of the PSVR, over-the-ear headphones, an amp for the headphones. Because I like to boost the sound a little. Oh, it's taking up. I need to really beat the game and go through regular.
It sounds like a 90s like
I
idea
like Lawnmower,
of what
man.
VR was supposed to be. There's a track to walk on and fans
that's
the
why
bill on you.
I won't play unless like I'm gonna commit like 2 hours or like an hour and a half. I'm not getting out of all this shit because it takes a while to like
that's crazy
get on and get
because,
comfortable.
You know, a lot of times I just take the VR off, but you are really immersed in that house for 2 hours.
I'm in the house for 2 hours. I've screamed, oh, fuck.
Like, your neighbors.
So my neighbors can't hear me. They're pretty far
they're used
off.
To
okay,
it.
Yeah.
Dude. And I mean, I turn on this feature to where the microphone in the headset picks back up into your earphones. So I can hear my own voice.
Why would you want that?
Well, I can hear, you know what?
More screams, more scarier.
I can hear other people in my house like talk to me, and it doesn't give me that sense of like someone's going to sneak up on me. Because I can actually like hear the cat meow or whatever, or the door, you know, doorbell or whatever.
Yeah, fuck, man.
But also, I can hear my own voice. It's interesting because it's amplified into my headset, and it's like really being the character when I'm going, oh, fuck, at something coming at me because it startled me.
Sounds like me.
It's super immersive, like you said. And then, you know, spending 2 hours in the thing, I do lose myself, like, in that world. And I want to keep going. And then it's like, oh, no, wait, save point. Okay. What time is it? hit the PlayStation button, and then the big screen comes off. And it, like, is jarring when that pop-up takes you out of, like, oh, I'm just playing a game.
The most jarring thing.
So, like, I want to see what time it is. So I hit the start button and it like comes right up at you. Like, ah, bright. Okay.
The most jarring thing is that it's an actually good Resident Evil game.
Yeah. God,
like,
yes.
I had no expectations.
No,
got it.
That.
And it's like, yeah, it's Resident Evil. It's not better than Resident Evil 4, but like, this is the best Resident Evil we've had since Resident Evil 4.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And, you know what's interesting? Sales numbers came in from Japan. I don't know if you saw that.
Really?
It's really interesting because it's like, way more acclaimed than anything.
Yeah.
Capcom's even done
like
nines
and
years
tens.
And years, and the sales are like half of what 6 were.
What?
Because,
well,
you know,
I, everyone got burned.
But you know what? But, it's,
yeah.
but
and
what it, everyone's it, saying
it's
is it's
based
like,
off the last game.
Yeah.
People feel burned.
But what everyone's saying too, but like 6 was such a marketing blowout.
Right.
Every character, everything from Resident Evil is colliding. I mean, marketing wise, it was huge.
Right.
But you know, it's like, it's almost though they had to like sacrifice for the sake of the series continuing.
Yeah. To rebirth.
You know what I mean? Like, you could do that again, but you're also going to never be able to do Resident Evil again. You know, like.
But those are
like,
just the Japan numbers, or is it
just Japan?
Japan. Well, you know, maybe it's different here. Who knows?
I think it might do better.
I bet the sales will still be lower.
I think word of mouth will pick up.
I think the sales will still be lower because, again, it's not as marketable and it's scarier. That will honestly get some people to not buy it.
Right.
But it's still a worthwhile endeavor for not. You know, nosediving the series into oblivion. Because if there was another one like 6, it just wouldn't even you know, no one would go back. Right. You know, I mean, already you were at that point. Almost, yeah. You know, so, anyway.
And now we
so
got Resident Evil 2 reboot coming out soon.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm curious. I think you're going to get the best of both worlds.
I'm curious if it's going to be same thing, first person, or like Resident Evil 4, or are they going to do remakes?
The stuff. So, like, from what I heard, it was like a fan project that kind of got picked up by Capcom. And then they said, yeah, let's make this into Resident Evil 2 remake. And it was third person, the footage is so that there, of what I saw before.
There was a fan project, Capcom, like, cease and desist them. So they're making their own game called, like, it has a really dumb title. It's, like, Nightmare 1998.
Oh, is
so
that
that's
still
happens? Third person. You're basically in, like, the police department. That's they're doing their own game.
Oh, so now, Capcom hasn't shown anything.
Yeah, no, I think the game is called Daymare. It has an awful title.
Daymare.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, I like it. That sounds like, hey, no offense, that sounds like... Sean, you would have come out.
It's called Daymare. Daymare 1998. So that's still coming out. But then, yeah, they're doing Resident Evil 2 reboot or whatever. So
we don't know what that is.
No, we don't know yet. But Resident Evil 7 is so great. But I was telling Rocco earlier, I kind of hope Resident Evil continues now as a Final Fantasy type thing. Where each game, boom, new gameplay, new story, new whatever.
Yeah.
They detach themselves from all the umbrella.
Well, it's going to be cool because now you're going to have the best of both worlds. If you want new and exciting, mm-hmm. Resident Evil 7 is over here. But if you want classic, Resident Evil 2 remake will come out.
Yeah.
Just like with Final Fantasy. If you want classic, great story, Final Fantasy 7 remake is coming out. And if you want to feed a fucking cat... 15 is out. So there you have it. Anyway.
Is Resident Evil 2 going to be in VR too?
Or,
we don't know.
That really is like, if you feel like, oh, I'm in like a safer kind of area, you could put it on in VR just for like that 5 minutes and take it out. It's so cool you go in and out of VR. Yeah. That's so rad.
I want to talk real quick. We're in the subject of Japanese games.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say real fast. I already talked about Yakuza 0.
Yes, you did.
Enjoyed it. But I want to say something. People need to rein their shit in on localization.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, I love the Yakuza games because they walk that line of serious, but this is fucking goofy.
Right.
And you know what I mean?
Like, it's really serious, but then he'll be... But then, like, you can acquire a chicken that will help you. You know, it's like... You know, dead serious, but they... But they'll act dead serious, but there's odd stuff happening. The localization of this game went too far because I'm playing it, and the guy's like... Oh, you're just butthurt because I took this from you. Oh, shit balls. I got to go in here. This is 80s Japan. This is 80s Japan.
Ew.
80s Japan. And they keep adding things like this that I, you know, they think are funny. And it's like.
Yeah. Heir to the knee type
what
shit.
What year does this take place? Like, what is this?
That's yourself. Really weird.
Yeah. There really haven't been memes or anything yet. Okay. That's the worst.
Yeah.
But they haven't done that. But I think they still got a little. There's so much text in these games that. Okay, it gets a little loose, I understand, but I'm just saying, all you translators out there, if you're watching this,
they didn't
rein
say
that shit
they didn't
in.
Say shitballs in 80s Japan?
No, they definitely did.
Hey, it's funny because I often
really?
Find that
shut up.
I feel like things are always ruined by the creators trying to be funny, and I feel weird giving advice like, stop trying to be funny.
I know.
Because I feel like people could easily just throw that right back in our
of
face.
Course,
like,
yeah,
well, fuck you guys. Why don't you stop trying
but
to be funny?
There's times for it. There's,
yeah, but it's like so many things are ruined by a person just trying to be funny and not realizing that they just suck.
Well, with like,
forcing it, but it's not welcome.
Oh, with localization.
Just their sense of humor sucks.
I got
that's
a great example.
Say.
Is shitballs?
What?
I think you've encountered our barista down at the local Starbucks.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Third week in a row, I go there.
Uh-huh.
Hey diddly do there. What can I
fuck?
What can I get there for you?
Is it Flanders?
Oh, is it 1994?
He might as well be.
Someone trying to be, which is really funny.
Hey diddly
and then,
do.
And then like just a venti Pike's Place. Oh, big old Pike's coffee. All right. Anything it's just like the whole time.
You know what?
Call corporate and complain.
Exactly what you're saying. Like, this guy's ruining my Starbucks experience. Yeah. I would rather go to a different fucking store
next
Sunday.
Hey, I've been in that situation. And doesn't it make you feel bad just being regular at that point when you're just like I'll just
take coffee. Yeah, because that's it. I don't give him the time of day. I don't laugh at his dumb
shit.
Yeah,
it's like I feel like an asshole just being a normal fucking human being. You're the freak.
Yep. There was a 7-Eleven not far from here that for a while, when anytime I went there, they made jokes with me. And it was like, I'm just trying to buy a fucking drink.
Party like a rock star, my friend.
No, that guy was cool.
That guy was cool.
That guy's
cool.
But yeah, that happens. It's, yeah. So anyway, yeah. Just
the creators got it.
Yakuza is funny enough just existing and that game being what it is. It doesn't need your shit balls. You know, he's going to say amaze balls. He's going to say awesome sauce. What is he going to say?
Oh.
Awesome sauce. I'm in the Yakuza. Awesome sauce.
I mean, like,
I still got a pinky. Amazeballs, guys.
The first time you heard that, did you laugh? Because no.
No.
Like, that was never funny. No. Not once was
but
it funny.
It's what we talked about before with comedy triggers. Things that you hear that you go, that's funny. Are you laughing? Is it funny? Oh, no.
I think, hey, awesome sauce, it actually was funny at one point. You probably forgot.
I definitely forgot.
Awesome sauce used to be a reference for semen. And it was
a joke.
And Tenacious D would use it. They would say, like, rocket sauce. And
I knew rocket
and
awesome sauce. I knew.
And stuff like that. But it has come so far that the whole reference to semen has been lost. And now people just say it like, heh, remember?
You know what?
Remember how that was a gag 15 years ago?
I'm going to rewind it to its roots. I'm just going to say that cum.
That's your go-to.
Oh, cum.
I'm going to say ejaculate.
Yeah.
I think if something gets on like a, like it looks like it would be the Cards Against Humanity's answer, then that's like, it's not funny anymore.
Well, awesome sauce, I feel like, is not cards. It's like cute, but really it's something nasty. Well,
it's innuendoed. I never heard the innuendo for it. Feel like it's a bubbly blonde girl named Amanda who's way into PTA. And she's like, you're coming on to the H2O water polo bake sale? Oh, you'll be there? Awesome sauce! Like she says
PTA?
That.
And you know what? Maybe that is like a true, maybe it is that for some people legitimately. Yeah. But
it's like a normie.
Well, then
thing.
At that point, that was never funny. I'm just trying to say,
was it
originally
a
joke?
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of games that were localized perfectly, Day of the Tentacle.
Oh.
That's right. They brought it all the way from the past into the present and didn't change anything. If you go on PlayStation Plus this month, your two free games that you can download are Day of the Tentacle and This War of Mine. I think that these are the two best free games that they've put out.
I think that was last month.
February just rolled over, huh?
Yeah. You missed out.
Tuesday, the new
game.
Too late for me.
Oh, dang.
You can get them right now today, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Day of the Tentacle.
All right. So as of right now, this is your last chance. Hey, if you've never played Day of the Tentacle, that was one of my personal favorite games when I was a kid. Like, when I was 12 years old in eighth grade.
I saw the CD-ROM of it.
I played Sam & Max Hit the Road. I played Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis.
Hell yeah.
And I played Day of the Tentacle. Those were my three LucasArts point-and-click adventure games that I loved. And hidden within Day of the Tentacle, a lot of people don't know this, it's a sequel to Maniac Mansion. Mm-hmm. Huh. Maniac Mansion, the full version, is in Day of the Tentacle.
Playable.
It's a hidden Easter egg.
What the fuck?
Whoa.
You can find a laptop in Day of the Tentacle and log on, and Maniac Mansion is on that laptop.
Wow.
And it's weird, because halfway in Day of the Tentacle, you'll just start an entirely new game that is completely unrelated. So if you get it today, you actually get two games for the price of one. Well, actually, for the price of none, because they're free. You have to get
Plus.
You have to get Day of the Tentacle. It was written by
Tim Schafer.
Tim Schafer is one of his first games. Oh. So it's got a lot of good humor in it. I really like it. And This War of Mine was also available, still available today. And that's a really cool resource management, team management game about being like in a bombed out, war-torn city. You know, scavenging for supplies, fighting looters off from taking your supplies. It's a real nitty gritty game. So I really like it. It's my kind of game. So check it out. Have you ever played This War of Mine?
No.
I bet you'd really like it.
Yeah, I haven't played RTS in a long time, but I do like that genre. I feel like I pick one up.
It's not a real time strategy.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's like almost like a side scrolling fortress game. You start the game with three refugees who are in like a bombed out house. And you can go to other bombed out areas, like a bombed out supermarket or an abandoned house, and try to scavenge for food or supplies to build like beds and stoves and stuff to cook. But as you go to other locations, you will find other survivors there, and you have to make makeshift weapons. Like you make shanks, and like, it's very like kill or be killed type of game.
Okay.
But every time you kill somebody, like your characters will become depressed because they're regular people and they don't want to kill anybody, but they have to survive.
Like
so
the road.
Like, yeah, it's kind of like The Road. There's this emotional level of like
side-scroller?
It's side-scroller. Like everybody's miserable, everything sucks, and it's really like kill or be killed, fight for
and
survival.
I think it was made in Poland too, so it has all that historical weight behind it. Like,
yeah.
That's where
I think you really like it just because there's there's a lot of like stealth, because you were like looting other people's homes and like you could hide in the shadows and like slit their throat and stuff, but if people find the bodies, they might fight you. They might just start crying, you know?
Oh, man.
It's like...
Wow.
It's, what's the word? No. Heavy, depressing. I guess. It's,
It's soundtrack.
Awesome sauce. It's awesome sauce. It's awesome. That's what I was checking out. Anyways, it's both of those were free for January. Two of the best games that have been available for free, in my opinion. So check them out.
1 month, Yakuza 5 was free. So that was actually the best one. Sorry.
What month was that?
That's when I got
December
it.
Or something?
Yeah, December, like,
no,
year
no, 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 no. December, like, earlier this year.
On PS3.
Yeah, because this December, not Yakuza 5.
No, it wasn't very good. Hey, this week we have a new sponsor. I want to thank our sponsors. We have a new one.
Hell yeah.
Specifically, we want to thank the folks at Mack Weldon.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the purpose of a dog.
A dog's
fuck purpose. That dog. Dog's purpose. No, throw it in the river.
He died.
Yeah.
That's the dog's purpose. Mack Weldon. Mack Weldon, the official clothes of a dog's purpose.
Yeah.
The dog would have lived if he wore it, but oh well. Incinerate. Anyway, MackWeldon.com is the place to go.
I want to, let me tell my personal story.
Okay. Oh, yes?
You got an experience? I think this is cool.
Okay.
As you may know, I used to work at Papa John's when I was like 18 years old.
I did know that, yeah.
And I liked the people that I worked with, but I only made one friend. You know how you have, there's coworkers and there's friends, and they don't often overlap. But every once in a while, it's like, hey, legitimate friend that I made.
Yeah, absolutely.
At this job. I made friends with this guy named Colin, and he went off to college, and I didn't see him for like 10 years. And he was one of those guys where even a few years ago, I like looked him up on Facebook because I was like, dude, what's he doing? Like, he was a cool dude. Anyways, he emailed us out of the blue recently, and he's like, yo, I work for this clothing company, and I saw you guys on Twitch. And it's just like, it was so crazy to reconnect with you after 10 years. So he kind of got all this going. So he put us in touch with Mack Weldon, and now we've got to experience the clothes of Mack Weldon. So
yeah, they gave us a chance to get some of their clothes, and holy shit, I got these like Sunday pants. They're so fucking comfortable. I wear them to bed every night and look fucking dope as hell. I'm so happy. I'm like
Sunday
so stoked.
Pants.
Yeah, it's called the Sunday pants.
Sunday pants.
Cool loungers, you know, huh?
I'm just happy to reconnect with my friend. I guess that doesn't really have anything to do with... I don't know why I even told that story.
It's a cool story.
It's kind of lame. Personal connection. You know, 10 years later, reconnection story. That stuff goes
from
viral
Papa
sometimes.
John's to Mack Weldon.
From Papa John's, and now I got Sunday pants.
Yeah, I thought you were going to talk about metal underwear or something.
Legitimately, though, I did find out Mack Weldon does sell metal underwear, and they say that...
Metal underwear.
What the fuck?
What is it, like metal infused?
They say that it's antimicrobial metal underwear.
That's metal as fuck.
And they said that... They said that you can go 5 days without washing it. So
whoa,
I said,
whoa.
So I said, yeah, our fans are going to fucking eat that shit.
Yeah, they will.
What day are you on?
I'm on day 6. I'm pushing
whoa!
The limit.
Yeah.
Let's see if those expire or not.
So you can come over here, smell my britches later. You tell me if they're working
britches.
Or not.
But yeah, so they have high tech stuff like that and just comfortable clothes, underwear, socks, whatever you want. So go to MackWeldon.com.
Nice. Yeah.
Use the promo code Mega64 and you get 20% off. Promo code Mega64. That's all you have to do. 20% off your order.
Dude.
And it's comfortable. So thank you, Mack.
I honestly dress better going to bed now than I do like during the day.
Yeah. It looks good, but it's also comfortable.
Yeah.
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 Change your life.
Hey, I want to thank our other sponsor, our old standby, Kickapoo Joy Juice, as well. If you want to, hey, put on some Mack Weldon underwear, nothing else. Get a cold Kickapoo, just fucking
blow. You can spill some on the underwear. You don't need to, you know, to wash it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drink it up.
Absorb.
Drink it up. A lot of different great flavors. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get a case for yourself. Or follow at drinkkickapoo on Twitter and you'll get updates to the second on where... By the way, Kickapoo had an official Super Bowl commercial this year. They aired all our plugs in order.
Whoa.
In the middle of the Super Bowl.
Right in the...
They said, Lady Gaga, fuck off.
Well, we're giving them
and
a plug
they
right in the middle of the Super Bowl
this
right
is
now.
Boring,
this
Lady
is
boring, Lady Gaga.
Yeah, this is the middle
this is the halftime show. People are flipping over.
They're watching
this is our
right
halftime
now?
Show.
Yeah. Hi, Dad.
Hi. Hey, Mom.
Hey.
We are going to get political.
We're going to get
Jackson.
I promise you we're going to get political.
We're
going to
be so brave. We're
going to
be so fucking
when we're done with our show, the White House is going to have to hit the deck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey,
watch your
who
ass.
Who run the world? Kickapoo.
I'm going to have a wardrobe malfunction.
So, yeah. Go to drinkkickapoo.com and get some. Hey, those watching live, If you're watching us live, if you ever watch us on Twitch or you have Twitch in general, you like the site, hey, go ahead on our channel and click, give us a subscription. If you already have Amazon Prime, you can get a free subscription every month to a channel that you love. And you get all kinds of perks. You get no ads. You get all kinds of emoticons in our chat.
And you know you love us.
You know.
You get a little fancy icon.
You get a special emblem showing that you are elite. That show that you're leet. Do kids still say leet?
Oh, yeah. On my couch.
I'm leet like Jeff K.
Hey, basically,
yeah, you can pwn the chat.
Let's cut through all the shit. We need our fans to let us know if we are awesome or if we're fucking up.
If we're awesome,
and we rely on the stocks are up, stocks are down, standard measure of quality of this show.
Right. Up.
If you want access to the stocks are up, stocks are down, it's sitting there available for you right now. It's free to you. If you have Amazon Prime, just click the fucking buttons.
Yeah,
just and do join. It. Join the party.
So click away. Hey, I want to share a quick little bonus with you guys. Oh. It just went up. Surprise.
Oh.
Something that we do on our Patreon, patreon.com/mega64, is every 2 weeks you get a new friend dimension where we play through a game together. Surprise. We didn't wait 2 weeks. Boom. You got a bonus episode.
What?
It's up right now. Resident Evil 7
How
Part
long is
2,
that, Rocco?
And it's an hour. Ooh. It's a bonus.
You know why?
Jumbo
because I couldn't
episode.
Find a fucking save point. Because
that's
I'm
why.
Wow.
So a lot of it probably sucks. But hey,
but it's there.
A little bit of an hour. That's still a lot, or it's not that much compared to whatever. Go watch it.
Wow.
Patreon.com/mega64.
Does anybody else smell burnt toast right
yeah,
now?
Yeah. What happened?
I smell burnt. That's not funny. I just don't think that's not funny. I mean, I just don't think it's that funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, bonus episode. Even if you give us a buck, you can watch it.
It's worth $1 for you to laugh. Out.
Nice. And we, did we mention our promo code? I'm smelling burnt toast myself.
Yeah, we did.
I'm seasoned over here. I'm having a little bit of a seize myself. Anyways.
We got it all.
Thanks.
Hey, I think it's time. Why don't we take a minute here and just load our muskets and be prepared to return fire.
Oh my God. Yeah, you gotta pack
the
powder.
Yeah, pack powder. This is too gory.
It looks so stupid.
Gory.
The way that PlayStation
is so wrong.
Is that documentary footage?
Yeah, it's gonna burn.
It's terrible.
That was the only film they had.
The first camera was on
that's
that battlefield.
Burnside's collection.
If you don't know what Mega 64 Return Fire is, this is the brand new segment where we read the YouTube comments and respond. So many people leave comments and then disappear like a fucking ghost in the night.
Yeah,
like
bullshit.
They don't think that we read the comments.
No.
They don't think that we have our finger on the pulse.
Oh, I read.
Oh, we read them.
I can
You're
read.
Not getting away with it, guys.
You ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hit it.
So this is on our Disney Princess video. The skinny says, Rocco is truly Beauty and the Beast.
Rude.
Oh, that's a joke there.
That's true. Depends on what day you catch me.
It's
and where I happen to be.
Mm. All right.
Would you say that?
You're bad.
Oh, fire,
shit!
Fire,
oh man!
No, you know what? This isn't confrontational. This is engaging. You know.
Yeah. He just gets the voices.
We're just we're opening up a dialogue with the fans.
Yeah, exactly.
Let
so
that conversation.
And
that comment was funny. It's a
all
funny
right.
comment.
I'll take
you
it.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Here you go.
This is someone's fetish.
Oh, the princess.
There's
thing?
A lot of Disney porn
the princess?
Out there, so he's not
is
wrong.
Is that from the princess video?
That's the Disney princess. This is someone's fetish.
Not good at all, princesses?
I guess. Is that us as Mega? Is Mega
maybe,
64 as princesses a fetish?
Maybe it's men. I don't know.
Men as Disney
men,
princesses.
Hey, Sean, is men is like
that's
a fetish?
Definitely.
Or...
Yes, my fetish is men.
What was Sean
saying? It's not a very weird fetish.
Men.
Oh, man. Yeah, half the population.
Is a fetish.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder who is the most fetishized member
fetishized.
Of.
Oh.
Is it fetishized?
I feel like
I could guess.
I feel like that comment is on every YouTube video I think ever uploaded.
It's on the weird side of YouTube.
This is someone's fetish.
Yeah. Okay.
On,
yeah.
Like,
sure.
Every...
But what is
no,
of all the princesses? We saying which is the most?
I say Mulan.
You're saying Mulan in
would
our
be,
video?
Would be the most.
On.
I'm
yeah,
saying
be
Ariel
because
you see the most of her skin.
Now see.
In the video
they already
or?
Show too much.
I
no.
don't know.
Jasmine,
I think
because it's so forbidden.
I think you guys are just talking about
in general. In general.
All right, in general,
in general.
Who is the most fetishized
Disney
princess?
Oh, yeah,
I'm saying,
probably
I'm
Mermaid.
You say Mulan?
I say Mulan because it's all these fucking Disney makes these for American audiences. All these white boys want an Asian chick. Gotta be Mulan, number one. I say second place, Jasmine, because.
Yeah, get over it.
Get over it.
You haven't learned yet.
2017.
Wait, white guys are racist. Get over it.
Yeah. Dip.
Hey, was that the key to all this? Just get over it.
We just fucking figured it out.
2017.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone affected by racism, white guys are racist. Get over it.
Hey, you know that shit by now. It's 2017. Where the fuck you been?
I'm trying to get over
it. Fuck off. At this point, you still don't know. Frank?
Yeah.
I feel like I see a lot of Jasmine stuff.
Oh, okay.
I think it's forbidden. It's like culturally. Yeah. No,
I'm sticking with Ariel.
Hang on. I want Ariel? Garrett to explain more about how it's culturally forbidden.
Okay, well, if you could get over
Taboo. She's a princess. He's a from another in the Middle land. East, she's probably supposed to be all covered up.
She's probably on a
Aladdin
list.
Shouldn't be seeing her, you know, even forearms. Frank, it's 2017. Okay. Get over it.
Okay. Get over that. He says Ariel. Two votes for Jasmine, one for Mulan, one for Ariel.
I think Ariel.
Yeah.
It's
the weird lower body stuff. You don't know what's going on.
There's like stuff with her legs.
Fish. It already smells like fish.
Rapunzel. Rapunzel, the only princess with actual like fetish aesthetic going on, like 12 feet of hair. You know that is
hair
some
aesthetic.
People's king.
Long hair, like a horse.
Yeah, but so are like. Ariel generating feet is for a lot of guys too. They're all
Feet. Yeah. Fish tail becoming feet. The transformation.
I'm saying
like animorphs. Like a sexy ass animorph.
Rapunzel could fit into fetishes that already exist, as opposed to guys just turning Ariel into their.
Like, yeah.
Oh, when she got feet.
I don't know.
Anyways, I bet it happens.
All right. Good answer.
Okay.
That was a return fire.
You ready for the next?
What's the next one?
Good discussion. Yeah. Leave
what
comments.
Is the next one? These always lead to good discussion.
It is a good discussion.
Oh, speaking of which, wow. You couldn't get an Asian actor to play Mulan. Like, what the fuck is with all the whitewashing? Hashtag Nazi64. No. Hashtag white supremacist.
Oh, no. 2017.
Yeah, well, I think we've already answered this question. Yeah. First time I've seen hashtag Nazi64.
Yeah.
That's new. That's a buzzword.
Not the last.
Oh, man.
Well, it's a hot topic. Everyone likes to compare everything to Nazis now.
We already covered that one with our last bit, I feel like. What's the next one?
Okay.
And Kevin was beautiful.
Yeah.
Our next comment is a little longer.
I like the guys responding to the comments, but I feel like this is a comment on last week's podcast.
Okay.
I like the guys responding to the comments, but it feels like one of those things that can only be done once in a while because now the comments are going to try and solicit a response. Tainted. Now we get to respond to that guy's comment.
Why would you even dump a comment if you don't want to engage in the conversation?
Yeah.
Like, that's what the comment box is there
for. That's
what
it's for.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
I guarantee that guy has never thought that.
Yeah, I'm going to write some bullshit here. Someone replied back? You're only supposed to do that once in a while.
That's exactly what it's for.
Yeah.
That guy has never thought that.
Yeah, comments aren't supposed to be read.
Tainted. He's supposed to spout some shit.
I just can't keep too much shit in my brain. I got to dump it out here. Come back later if I need to remember what the fuck I wrote.
Tainted.
Yeah, you're leaving your dumbass comment on the video. You tainted the video.
Tainted. Nice. He's his own worst enemy.
I'm just going to follow his comments and track him down. I'll respond to everyone.
Sorted.
I always like to, if I've just uploaded a video or I'm still logged in and it's in that first early.
I
do like responding.
Yeah.
Because I don't view it as an echo chamber. I like get in there and be like, thanks or okay, you know, whatever. But when things are not constructive and they're just like, man, you fucked up this one. I just love, and I always get accused of, wow, Rocco can't take criticism. It's not, I just have fun.
It's fun. Yeah.
Because someone goes, wow, you fucked this one up. I go, nah, I nailed it. I don't honestly think, you know, I did that a bunch in this Hoop Goat video. I'm not sitting there defending, I like Hoop Goat, what are you saying this for? It's just when someone offers nothing else but you suck. I'll go, we rule.
Yeah.
You know, it's just fun. You know,
it's just the opposite.
It brand man in the chat totally has it right. It's the same as somebody going, oh, I didn't think you guys would pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Skype.
Skype.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what?
Yeah.
I'm here. Why you call. Yeah. I exist.
Hey, I have a story, though. One time we were in Boston, and it was like 7 in the morning. I'm like, oh, shit. You know what? Howard Stern is live right now. I should call Howard Stern and see if like, I've never done that before. I've never been, like, live. Yeah. So I hit call, and it rings once. The guy answers, Stern Show, how can I help you? Want to go in the air? And I panicked. I was like, I thought I'd have at least 2 or 3 rings to get, like, in my head what was going to happen. And then he answered. I was like, what the fuck? This happened so fast. So
did he listen and go, tainted?
Probably. So I was that guy once. I was him.
All right.
It happens.
You ready for the last comment?
Final comment. Here we go.
Load the musket.
Yeah.
I think this is from the other
Garrett
podcast.
Garrett reminds me of my older brother. Garrett is cool, but my brother sucks.
Garrett is cool. And your brother does suck.
Hey, man, sorry about your brother. Let's fire back.
Boom! Boom!
Boom! Okay, but, like, that was a nice fire. That was like a pat on the back fire.
Yeah.
Like, cheer up, you know.
Sorry about your brother, man.
You kind of underhand toss the bullet back.
Have some ammo. So
I get it, dude.
Share.
I get it.
Well, now you know, if you're in a lobby, some fire at us, we may return the fire.
You never know. You might get lucky.
You get into a fire.
So it's truly, this is a battleground podcast in a battleground state. Right.
Wait, speaking of which, I gotta address something related to last week's return fire.
Return fire, return fire.
Oh, shit.
Are you returning the fire? Fire, return fire? All right, hey, Derek, hang on.
Oh, come on. I need to prepare myself to make my stomach sick. It's too gory.
His neck.
It's brothers versus brothers.
Why does he do that?
I don't know.
Dude, this Civil War is fucked up.
All you. Return fire on return fire.
Oh, yeah.
I need to issue a formal apology.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
Because I got so much hate. This week,
Derek is now the most hated.
I am the most
America's most hated.
Most hated man in Mega 64 because of my comments about throwing my trash in a movie theater, and more specifically, my comments about cleaning up a shit ruined bathroom. I was wrong. Okay. I have to apologize.
All right. Well, hey.
You know what? It is a luxury, but if everybody operated the way that I do, the whole world would be ruined.
That's true.
So I am going to be like Sean and all the other people. If I, you know, am at Chili's and I have food poisoning and I have diarrhea and I blast shit all over the walls, I'm not going to go to a doctor. I'm not going to go home. I'm going to go to the janitor's closet. I'm going to get out the mop and the bucket and the soap, and I'm going to get down on my hands and knees, and I'm going to scrub it all up.
Now I don't think he is, sorry.
And when I go to the movie theater, no, this is legitimate, I am not going to leave my trash in my cup holder anymore. I'm going to take it from my chair, and I'm going to put it in the trash receptacle, and I'm going to watch everybody else walk past the trash can, but I'm not going to walk past the trash can. Yeah. I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to take the bag out, and I'm going to carry it to the dumpster, and I'm going to put it in the dumpster.
Sorry.
I'm starting to think
and
this
you
is
know
facetious.
What? After I'm done, I'm going to go to the bathroom of the theaters, and I'm going to clean up other people's shit, too, while I'm at it. Because why do we need to have janitors in this world?
Hey.
I realize the error of my ways, and I expect to see all you out there doing the same thing, cleaning up shitty stalls in ruined bathrooms. With me doing the right thing.
Hey, all right. When I made my point last week about not throwing things away in the theater, it only came from a place of I finished this whatever hot dog or whatever candy, and I don't. It's dark. I don't have a place to. I'm just gonna set it down here. And when it's over, I don't rummage in the dark for it. That's all. That was the only point I was trying to make. Is sometimes I don't do that. But if it's within arm's reach, I throw it away. Derek is on a very different path.
I used a fictitious example last week. I've never destroyed a bathroom. I've never pooped all over the walls of the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, smeared around.
That was a humorous example of an extreme situation. People acted like I do that on a regular basis. And they're like, wow, I can't believe Derek goes into bathroom stalls.
Eating?
Yeah.
Shits
there
all over the place.
There were a lot of comments like that.
Shits all over the place and doesn't clean up.
What kind of monster
they And
think
first
are.
Of all, I don't do that. But then I was thinking about that all week. And it was like, nobody out there has ever cleaned up a shitty bathroom. I swear, probably I not. Just, I refuse to believe that.
You think that, you're talking about like someone else's shit or like their shit or like their child's shit?
I'm talking about, first of all, I think there's a very small percentage of people out there who have actually missed the fucking toilet and shit in a public bathroom when they take a shit. I think that is so incredibly rare that I'm going to say when it does happen, you're fucking lying if you're telling me you cleaned it up. I don't believe you.
Well, I would say that a lot of times if I walk into a stall.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this again.
Yeah, you're right. Walk into a stall and it's covered in shit. I close the door saying, not my
problem. Yeah, I just pretend it doesn't exist. Yeah.
But if one of my kids like would have an accident and there was shit everywhere, I would clean that up.
You wouldn't just run?
No.
I would clean the kid up and bounce.
Yeah.
I would clean the kid up and I would clean up my mess.
Like I said before, like I'm all for putting the movie theater trash away, but when it comes to shit.
Wait, has your kid your kid shit all over the walls of the bathroom?
No.
No. So it's not like a situation where your kid is exploding shit all over the bathroom.
There's a diaper that got out of control and it was just like.
Well, yeah.
But I cleaned it up. I cleaned up like it was like on the floor.
Well, yeah, because you opened up the diaper and.
Yeah.
It spilled.
Yeah, but I didn't leave the shit there. I cleaned it up.
All right.
Okay. Well, I've never spilled a dirty diaper in a bathroom either.
But my point is that. Okay, yeah, but would you clean that up if that was that happened to you?
Those aren't even the same thing.
Your logic was I'm supposed to leave the shit there because it's their job to clean up the shit.
I'm saying it's a situation that nobody finds themselves in. If you have found yourself in that situation, I don't think you cleaned up the bathroom.
I think if you shit up a whole stall, you got bigger problems.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're hearing
get out of there.
Voices.
Yeah. And always.
You're wearing your wedding dress.
And all week people have been telling me, like, you better clean that fucking bathroom up.
Yeah. You're already off your meds and
All right. We did a family trip to Vegas once and we had to be there by a certain time for a show or something. And I had some crazy illness. And it was a restaurant that's long closed now, but it was on the side of the freeway called Keith's.
Uh-oh.
Now
we know why they closed.
Annihilated that bathroom. Missed the toilet.
Poor
Jet
Keith.
Set radioed that shit.
No!
Just,
what?
Yeah, and it was like.
How do you miss a toilet?
And it was like, because you don't. You can't.
This is a situation.
It's an emergency. Yeah,
I guess
it's in the desert. There's no rules out there.
It was just like.
Good food there.
Shit happened.
It just looked like the fucking Shamu show. Just blowhole blast. And splashing zone everywhere. But so anyway, we had to make it to that show and I felt so sick. And it was like, what do we do? Do we go to a doctor? It never came up to repair that situation. We moved on. Like,
yeah.
That was it.
Real world experience.
There was one time that I was in a rest stop in the middle of Norway, middle of California. And the door was locked. I tried to open it, couldn't. Some lady walked out, this really bigger old lady. And she opens the door and she just goes, I'm really sorry. Oh. And then she just walks away. And then the stench. And then it was shit everywhere. So then I peed outside.
She should have cleaned it up. All joking aside, I think I will take my trash to garbage can in the movie theater. I'll do that. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll concede to the world. It's sad. Breaks my heart a little bit. But
You feel like you lost a little bit.
I like throwing my garbage on the floor in movie theater. I won't do it anymore, but you know what? It's fucking nice. Try it if you're daring, if you're braver than I am.
If you're on a good one.
Yeah. If you got cojones, I'm studying Duolingo, so.
Oh, man.
All right, we'll never talk about this again. I'm sorry, everybody.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, next week we could do like a trilogy ender.
Yeah.
Bring it up again for some reason.
Oh, kind of like the goat videos.
Hoop goat.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Just as valuable as the goat videos. Just as valuable as shit.
Derek should wear the HoloLens into the movie theater before him, either dumping the trash or throwing it away.
That's,
now we'll have the POV footage. And you can have the goat next sitting next to you. We just wrote the fourth goat video.
You could put the goat into Switch trash and it would be like another personality.
You guys need to film Trash Goat.
Trash Goat.
Yeah. All right, hashtag Trash Goat.
There you go. That's how much work they put into
it. Cool. Yeah.
Hey, really quick. I watched The Leftovers. It's
Wait, are we talking about a TV show?
Yes, you gotta
specify. Because this could be opened your fridge. Like, yeah.
Are you looking to a diaper?
That is a weird name for a show. I watched a TV show, The Leftovers, on HBO. The new season starts
April.
So soon. Yeah. I really recommend it. If you like Lost, watch this show.
Oh wow.
It is
so good and so underappreciated.
Yeah, I only heard of it from Rocco, honestly.
Is there a certain episode where it picks up? I watched like the first two episodes. Not bad, but
I'm waiting for it to like there jump. Is. And I feel like the second season is better.
Good.
Exponentially. Okay, cool. Second season is fucking amazing. Right.
But I like the first season too. I really did. Yeah. So check out the show, The Leftovers.
It's easy to, because I gave it a chance a few times, and it always seemed like, this is lame.
You know, Damon Lindelof is, like, the creator and, like, writer for this show.
Yeah.
And you can totally tell. It is like, oh, man, this is, like, more Lost.
One episode in particular in season two is, oh, we got another Lost episode.
Is Jack Bender on it, too? No, different directors. Okay.
It's great. I'm glad you watched it.
I did.
You have till April to check it out. It's like, what, 20
episodes total.
Yeah, 20 episodes total. And the last season is going to be 8. So it's not a huge commitment. And that's the finale. They've gone in. That'll be the ending.
Awesome. I also
two seasons.
Yeah, that's it. And they're making this last season's it. So yeah.
Gotcha.
I also on HBO started watching The Young Pope.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything.
I do not know why anyone would make this show.
I don't know why
you
don't.
It's from an Italian filmmaker. So.
Why you would watch this show?
Why are you?
I watched 3 episodes because I was just waiting for a show to watch. I was laying in bed, you know, putting my kids to sleep. So I'm watching that. And
Young Pope,
he fucks.
Does he fuck?
As of right now, no.
I
cannot find one character to like even a little bit. Like, I hate everyone, especially the Pope.
And you hate the Young Pope?
We're supposed to.
Blasphemous.
Is Jesus a character?
Not yet. Diane Keaton is in this.
Unholy.
I don't think Diane Keaton is like a bad actress.
Who's she playing this?
Sister Mary, she's just like the
oh
the
good name,
nun who,
good
like,
character name.
Yeah,
Sister Mary.
Yeah. She her
original.
Acting is
crazy
garbage in this. It's terrible.
Does it take place like in the Vatican?
Yeah.
Do they speak English or Italian?
English, but he's like from America, so like he speaks.
Yeah. Everyone has to retrain.
And
learn
there's people who have like really like my English isn't so good. And they're trying to talk to him still, like you know. Like,
oh, okay.
But
what's the premise of this show?
That Young Pope.
It starts off and it's like they just elected this guy Pope.
But it's Jude Law.
Jude Law, yes. And he's like, you know, early 40s, so he's not that old.
Middle-aged Pope.
And so it really is like they elected him, not really know much about him, and it turns out he's the biggest fucking ass. It's like the Joffrey Baratheon. Like this crazy psychopath is like now Pope. And that's the show.
Were they trying to go for like a different audience or what?
They basically, in the show, they're kind of like, we're saying like they didn't want someone too liberal or someone that was too conservative. So they tried to think this guy was in the middle,
but now
he's like insanely conservative.
What's some cool shit he's doing? Is he writing a new Bible?
No, but I mean, only episode like 4, but it's just like, I just don't know.
Is this based off of a real Pope?
I know you didn't write the show, but how do they not know?
They said who he was.
How do they not know who he? Why would you elect a pope and you know nothing about him?
I don't know. They said like he. I don't know. I don't fucking know.
Do they cuss in the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
The pope cusses.
Does Pope say fuck?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Pope says fuck?
Yeah.
Do they molest children?
No.
The Vatican.
Maybe he
that'll be the
does
finale.
The pope ever look at his ass in a mirror
and spread his cheeks out?
Hasn't happened yet.
What about
his
iPhone?
Have seen his ass though in the mirror actually.
Holy.
Dude,
I raised Catholic. How did I know?
Yeah.
Anal stage.
Yeah.
Does he do conclave?
No, but the conclave was to elect him Pope.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the white smoke came out, and then they knew.
And then they knew that they got this guy.
They got the young Pope.
Pius the 13th. Anyways, I don't know.
I got an idea for a better show.
Yo, what's that?
Girl Pope.
What?
That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
Girl Pope. And she Girl like,
fuck HBO.
She's like fucking it all up and nobody can handle their shit and they're losing it.
Deal
he
with
says
it.
Girls can be popes, deal with it.
Yeah.
That's the opening line.
That's cool.
And then she grabs a priest and starts making out with him.
What?
Whoa.
Girl Pope.
Girl Pope.
Gay I think pope. It should be Janine gay Garofalo,
pope.
Too.
Same premise.
There you go.
Same premise.
Gay pope.
But it's gay pope.
That's been my
gay
nickname
pope.
For a long time.
Gay pope. It's my Xbox
Your
life.
Nickname for what? Your
Just in general. Gay pope.
Gay pope.
Okay.
Gotcha. You know what? Everyone likes the current pope. Why didn't they just make that the show?
Current pope.
You
know,
current pope.
Current pope.
No, the why don't they just have Vice follow around the current pope?
I would actually rather watch that.
I know.
To
honestly,
be honest.
I would too.
See, what the pope, if we got a thing that was like, here's what the pope does day to day. Like
It's just everyone in the show is terrible.
Are there guns in the show?
No.
What kind of HBO show is this?
Is it Ratzinger now? Who's the Pope?
Do they say fuck a lot and then you see some tits?
They say fuck every now and then, and I think there was tits one time.
Are there any crossovers?
HBO show.
Maybe
what's
once.
The name of the current Pope again?
Is it Ratzinger or no?
Jude Law. No, Ratzinger's gone.
He was there for like a couple years.
Yeah, Pope Francis.
Pope Francis. Okay. The one before him, though, he was
Benedict?
There for like a couple years and then gone. Right?
Yeah.
It was more than a couple years.
John Paul. There was a beloved guy for like 20 years, right?
John Paul.
And then we had a guy for like four.
Benedict.
Yeah, Benedict. But he was not there. I don't think he was there.
Was he? Not? He's still alive, though, right?
Yeah.
He quit and is still alive.
Yeah. It was a weird. Out. Yeah, honestly, I think there was real dissent with that guy. Huh. That guy didn't offer much to the. You know, it's like they're the ambassador of this longstanding religion.
A third of the population,
and people loved Pope John Paul.
Yeah,
like people were touched by that guy. Well, bad choice of words. Bad choice of words. That guy was a great guy. But anyway, and Benedict really had no impact.
Yeah.
And I think there was a real push to get someone else in there, and people love Francis. Now he's there.
Does this young Pope use Twitter?
Francis.
He mentions Daft Punk.
Okay.
Oh my God.
At one point.
What? Do they play at the Vatican?
He mentions Daft Punk, and it's just like, what are we doing? Like, the Pope's talking about Daft Punk right now.
If it was really the young Pope, he'd be talking about 21 Pilots.
Yeah.
He'd go.
He'd be dabbing. That.
He looks at a portrait
of
Jesus.
Pope would be like, "Look, not allowed to have sex.
Snapchat only."
That's right.
Wish I could go back to when Christ was crucified in the good dog days.
Yeah. All right.
We don't want to timestamp this thing or whatever. But this is the Super Bowl, and it's during the Super Bowl.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I kept saying the chat.
3 seconds left?
So just out of curiosity, how much do you think it costs to get a commercial on during overtime?
Holy shit.
Yeah, really? I don't know.
How much does it cost?
Overtime? Oh, I gotta go. I gotta go see this.
What?
You're not gonna get home in time. It's gonna happen.
Nah, you're staying.
You already missed Lady Gaga.
Well, I wanted to end in a tie.
Can we at like 30 million for these things yet? How much does a commercial cost?
I don't think it's 30.
Hey,
I
mean, eventually we're getting there, right?
The Super Bowl is commercialized. It's fucking gross. I saw the other day Snickers had a commercial advertising their Super Bowl commercial.
Nice. Jesus.
Which was like, we're preparing our big game advertisement.
I saw that for Mr. Clean,
it's
too.
It's gone all the way around the fucking world that we have ad campaigns to advertise ad campaigns.
Yeah.
How sad is life in America right now?
Mr. Clean did the same thing.
He was sexy.
You won't
though.
Believe what Mr. Clean
did
does.
Did you see his
He's
butt,
sexy.
Though?
What?
His butt in those pants?
Mr. Clean is sexy now?
Mr. Clean wants to fuck some guy's wife.
He wants to clean your cock.
In this new commercial?
Wow. Oh, I did
He's
see that.
Clean my clock.
He
Mr.
is.
Mr. Clean was the Naughty America VR porn demo we tried at E3.
Yeah. No, like, I remember putting... Yeah. And she was like, I'm here with the cock cleaning service.
Yeah.
How are they going to show that in the Super Bowl?
I saw two commercials for the Super Bowl. Fast and Furious 8, which, what the fuck
which
is
just
that?
Just call it Fate.
Which,
at that point.
They were all it's on called, YouTube 2 days before the Super Bowl.
Okay, did you guys see this? Like, they're racing on, like, Antarctica and ice and that's fucking stupid as shit.
Hell yeah. Oh.
And then it's
like, die another day.
A legitimate spam commercial, nice. So I don't know.
Right. It actually didn't premiere, I think, until the Super Bowl. They just showed a preview for Pirates, the new Pirates of the Caribbean, the fifth movie.
Jesus.
The goal with this one, I think, is... as much dirt and mud as possible on top of CG. Finally, at the end, Johnny Depp shows up.
Oh. Yeah.
I just want to say, this is an announcement. I've been holding this back for a long time. We could finally talk about it.
Yeah.
Septic 5 will be in theaters.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So good. Johnny Depp shows up completely head to toe in shit.
Yeah.
And so you finally know what we were viral marketing.
Thank you.
Dead men tell no tales, but septics do. The tanks, they talk. So you'll see. Ugh. Use the hashtag tanks talk. What an arm.
Whoa, geez.
Wow, Mr. Clean. We're looking at a gift.
Yeah, that's nice.
Of Mr.
Speaking.
Mr. Clean is sexy now. What would you do?
Frank.
Mr. Clean's
it.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
You wanted to fuck Mr. Clean?
Okay, hold on. You're alone in a room with Mr. Wait, we're gonna go around. Yep. If you were alone in a room with Mr. Clean, you could do whatever you wanted. What would you do?
If I was alone in a room with Mr. Clean. I'd slowly kiss his bald head.
Whoa.
Nice.
And I'd lick it front to back.
Yeah.
Like a cat's tongue.
Yeah. We'll end with this, Sean. Don't worry.
Okay.
We'll wrap this up.
That's what
okay,
I would do.
That's what he would do. Okay. Yep. Let us know when you're ready.
I'd have him clean my keyboard. That thing's dirty.
Yeah, a little simple-minded. Go ahead.
Try. That's no. He's into no, domination.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can lick it with his tongue.
Dominate oh, okay. him. Yeah. Made him. Make now, him eat the lid.
What would you do? He's right there in front of you.
Just visualize it. Bald head. Nice.
Touch his chest and just be
white
clean.
Jeans like Angela BK.
You see through
his chest.
Clean.
I fuck him.
Oh my god.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
No. 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 Yeah,
that was like
yeah,
a young Pope. That was like a young Pope answer.
Don't even get to our house.
Yeah, why are you answering like the young Pope saying?
Yeah, that's boring. Come on, yeah.
You're right. You know what I would do? Have him clean my fucking house. That'd be great. Thank you, Mr. Clean.
Yeah, well, your trash smells. Go ahead.
I would have Mr. Clean come on stage with me.
Yeah, he would come on
the
stage.
The lights
fuck
are
yeah.
dim.
Yeah.
There's a spot yeah. in the middle of the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me and Mr. Clean get down on our knees.
Yeah.
I disrobe the white shirt from on top of Mr. Clean.
Yeah.
His muscles fuck are yeah. exposed. They are rippling in the gleaning sweat, mm. glimmering in the yeah. spotlight. And then an assistant comes on stage.
Whoa.
She's a nameless assistant wearing a mask.
She in white?
And she is also in white, yes. A very ethereal dress with leggings yeah. that are sewn in the rear. Yeah. And she comes with these yeah. two porcelain bowls. Two porcelain bowls. She lays them down on the shirt of Mr. Clean. It is between the two of us. He yeah. doesn't have a shirt on. I don't have a shirt on. And she goes backstage and she wheels out a machine with levers yeah. and with gauges and tanks on top.
Yeah.
And it's plugged. She brings it to the middle of the stage yeah. and she positions the nozzle over the bowls yeah. and she pulls down the levers and out comes spewing the whitest, creamiest froyo yeah. you've ever seen. Vanilla. It's not vanilla.
Oh, it's not vanilla.
No, roasted pralines. They fill the bowls. She lifts them yeah. in front of the face of Mr. Clean yeah. and I, and we stick our tongues out.
Lick it.
Lick it up. We lick the praline froyo from the bowls. And when the performance is done, the curtain comes down and the assistant comes to the front of the stage and she says, "You just saw a performance by Mr. Clean and Derek Acosta. And they were performing a set. And the title of this set is Praline Froyo Served Fresh to Two Cocksucking Motherfuckers." And then she takes a bow and leaves.
Fuck, it sounds like spirit cooking.
That was the Super Bowl commercial?
I would have Mr. Clean, clean Derek's theater.
Nice.
That's good. That was a good answer.
Thanks. Go to shop.mega64.com and get. We're gonna have a lot of items. This week. Hey, can I plug something really quick?
I thought you were gonna get political, but yeah.
Yeah. Can I plug something really quick sure. before we wrap this up? This week we're going to do something cool.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin and Frank went to Pack South
mm-hmm.
and they brought the Hacks posters
mm-hmm.
to the show.
They brought them.
Yeah.
Hacks 2.0, the second one.
The sequel.
Yeah.
Loaded.
And they did better than last year because last year people were like, "What the fuck is this?" But this year they did better. But there's still a lot of confusion and a lot of turmoil. So I think we should put them on the website this Friday. Shop.mega64.com. If you want one of those posters, get it then. And if you ask for a special poster when you order, I'm going to draw Mr. Clean doing exactly what you ask for. And I'll wrap it up, seal it with a kiss, and put it in the tube. And you can print it out. Tape it to your shower. And get clean.